the off air. Okay.
Get us on a tangent with
well,
that.
No, that's okay.
Big red dog.
Big red dog.
The big red rocket.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Miss the Bus Weekly Show. I'm one of your hosts, Matt, and I'm joined today by Tyler, Bailey, and Omar. Everybody's all smiles.
Yeah.
Across the table.
Glad
can to be
you
here.
Feel us smiling?
I can feel y'all smiling.
Glad to be here.
Before we get into the news, if you like what we do, you can find us all over the place on social media at Miss the Bus Pod on Twitter. We don't tweet a bunch of really good stuff, but there's little gems in there that you'll find and you'll love them. Facebook.
Try and guess which one of us is tweeting it too.
Yeah, that's always a fun thing.
I think it's obvious when you do.
I think it is too. It's always a pun or something.
I can normally tell who did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the people might not be able to.
Right. Omar has a certain way that he structures his sentences.
Yeah, I've never
Or like
that.
The way he kind of like puts exclamations. You're just sarcastic, and you just try to be really funny, as in Bailey tries to be really funny.
I feel like I and Matt is sarcastic at being really funny.
You
no?
usually are.
Like,
yeah,
like,
I usually
at least a smidge.
Yeah, just are a we smidge. Tweet whatever?
Omar probably makes the polls. Like, what do you think? Yeah. About, what do you think about this? Like,
I think that's usually Omar.
Yeah, I just want to see what the fans think. You know?
Yeah, we like finding out what you guys think. Yeah. On Facebook, just search Miss the Bus. You can listen to us a bunch of different ways. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, YouTube. You can find us all over there. Just search Miss the Bus, and we're there. But yeah, so this is our weekly show. We're going to get into some news, and we're going to do it a little bit differently this time. We're each going to bring like a big topic to the stage, something that we've looked into, and we're going to rant about it a little bit and then open it up to discussion. And then after, we'll just cover all the normal bullshit things that we do. So yeah, we'll jump right into that. And who's first on here? We'll go straight to Omar.
All right, let's do it. So I'm explaining what's going on with the whole AMC versus MoviePass.
Bring it on.
And then we can talk about it because I'm sure we all have a lot to say about it. And I kind of want to see where you guys stand on it. And also, we did run a poll on Twitter just to see what people thought. And AMC came out to be the winner. So let's see. Okay, so currently, and I'm not sure if you guys know, MoviePass plans to add premium plans, right? So of now, it's $9.95 a month. You get to see a movie a day. You can't do repeats. You can't do IMAX, 3D, any of that, right?
Right.
It's okay. Not bad. We use it. You know, we all have memberships or whatever. So they're planning to add, I think they called it, it has something to do with, like if you bring a friend with you, you could bring a friend for like a cheaper movie ticket, but you still have to pay like an upcharge.
Yeah.
Right.
And apparently now for huge releases, they'll charge you $2 to go see it.
That's what
weekend.
I heard was that they're going to do like a surge pricing kind of
right.
thing.
Right. Which I mean,
for certain things.
So do what you guys, is that tax it on to like your monthly bill? It does that?
What do you
I
mean?
I guess like, so if you go see a movie, cause you're paying the $9.99 a month, right? So if you go see a movie that they deem as like surge pricing, right, they just charge you more that month for it.
Well, either way, it'd be the same whether they charge you that month or right there.
Well, like, that's what I. Well, right, I mean, like, are you gonna have to like bust out your debit card and pay the $2? Or
well, no, I'm sure they. Yeah, I'm sure they'll do it. Okay. Yeah. So
I'm sure they'll notify you on the app.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I'm not saying like that's a, you know, like oh my god, I'm not gonna.
The thing
I'm not
is,
gonna
at
use
this
MoviePass
point,
anymore.
We are so spoiled to the point where it's an inconvenience to have to take your card out and pay
right?
the two extra. Like,
see,
even though it's only $2, like. They've trained us to this point
exactly.
where now we just immediately go to the movie, swipe our movie pass. And
yeah,
fine.
I guess it makes more sense for them to
to just
charge
it on
monthly. Yeah, so that's that with movie pass, and I'm sure a lot of people are aware of how it works, even if they don't have it. Which I mean, it makes no sense if you don't have movie pass. If you like, you know, if you watch movies often in theater,
right?
You know, so so that's that with AMC. From what we know so far, it would be $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see three movies a week. Now, you could, and here's the thing with MoviePass, you can't use it more than once a day. With the AMC plan, you can. If you want to see all three movies on the same day,
right,
you can.
They just
right.
buffer it out with, like, I think it's like 2 hours in between. You have to wait.
I think so, yeah. And it resets every Friday or whatever. So you get three movies a week, IMAX, 3D, all
right.
of that.
Well, that's like the biggest thing, too, is the fact that with
see
the
that?
AMC, it's like, that would be what changes my
it's
mind.
It's that, and the fact that you don't have a card. You can order online, you can reserve
oh, yeah,
seats.
That's
a huge
what I really
MoviePass
like.
Fucking
being
sucks
able to
for
reserve
that.
The seat. Right,
exactly.
I'm so sick of having to like wait until
seriously.
Like 20
yeah.
minutes before the movie to go. It just
I read.
Yeah, or the day of, right.
Well, Mary brought up a good point the other day. If you have MoviePass and you, like, because they live close enough to a movie theater, mm-hmm. can you check in? What would happen if you tried to put your MoviePass card info into like Fandango and then you check in and then you tried to buy it? It wouldn't let you do that.
Wait, what do you mean? What?
Okay, because obviously you can't order online with MoviePass. But say you live close enough to where you can get on MoviePass, check in, so the funds get added to your card.
Okay.
And the card is just a MasterCard. So could you just put the MasterCard into Fandango and buy your ticket online like that?
I don't know.
I've just never thought of that. I'm sure somebody on the internet has done that or thought of it or tried it and it just doesn't work.
I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if it just didn't work.
I read.
Yeah. Well, the thing I thought, maybe it's the service fee bumps it up the dollar and then it just doesn't let you do it.
I read on MoviePass's Twitter that apparently they are trying to start with the how you can reserve your seats before.
Yeah, well, they do it
in certain places. They don't have it everywhere yet.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't MoviePass own their, like, maybe like a smaller theater chain? Either they own it or they're part investors in it, or they've just partnered with one of the smaller
of
ones.
Yeah,
so if you go on one of those, they have the e-ticketing.
Yeah, apparently they're
but there's just none that are around here.
Apparently they're trying to put it everywhere. And I also read, too, they are trying to add stuff with Dolby and IMAX. They just haven't done it yet, but they're trying to.
I wouldn't mind if it was like 50 a month or even 20 a month, like what AMC is doing. And what AMC is doing, so it's 20 a month with all what, you know, I just said. And plus, it's like, I think you're automatically... would be considered a subs member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so like an you get all the refills and all that. Yeah. You know?
So you get like the concession.
Yeah. And then the points, they go towards your membership, but not when you buy a ticket. Like from those, it's not from those three tickets that you used your membership from. Like, do you.
So like you would, it would have to be like a movie that you pay like.
Right,
fully
right.
For.
But it goes towards your membership, which I mean is.
Which I guess that makes sense.
It adds up.
Yeah.
So, I mean it's still kind of cool.
I'm like obviously a huge supporter of MoviePass. Right. I love it. But I mean, this is obviously seems like the better deal at this point. So I would be fine with switching.
Right. And it's just those two things we talked about, the fact that you can reserve your seats or whatever. And then the whole IMAX 3D and all that.
And see,
I mean,
if MoviePass did somehow figure out a way to get that done like soonish too, just because like AMC is starting at what, like next week?
They're starting it really soon.
They are, right? Tuesday.
Okay,
the 26th. It's like the 26th. Yeah. So I feel like if they could like step their game up, which I know they're probably trying to because they know they're probably about to lose a lot of people. But
oh yeah,
especially for us too, because I know like it doesn't make sense for a lot of places that don't have AMC because obviously it's just AMC.
Right.
But for us like here,
yeah,
AMC is all we go to.
Exactly.
So it makes the most
either
sense.
Either way, yeah. And I mean, a lot of the movies we see, like I'm sure we all want to see an IMAX.
Yeah.
Or not.
Oh, well, for really big movies.
Yeah, and it's not like we see a movie every day or anything. We usually see a movie a week, so I mean, in our case, like it makes sense.
That's
if you're the type of person that watches one movie a day, then I mean, I don't know, I guess you could have a point to argue or something, I don't know. But if you're only watching a movie a week or even like two movies a month or something,
I can't imagine watching more than three movies a week anyway.
Exactly. Right, so I mean it makes sense for us.
It just depends. I mean, if you're one of the people that don't care about seeing it in IMAX though, and you want the option of being able to see more movies and it's half the price, people are definitely going to stay with MoviePass.
Yeah, I mean, some people will.
I'm not going to change immediately.
See, I'm ready. I'll jump ship immediately, and it's not like I have any ill feelings against MoviePass at all. I think this has been great what they've done. And
I think they're the ones that started all of this.
Oh, for
anyway,
sure.
So.
Yeah.
100%. But it is for me, like, I would like to see Dolby and IMAX. And with MoviePass, I'd like just the option to pay, even if it's like my ticket will cost $5 out of my pocket. Just let me do that. And I get they're working on that and stuff. But so AMC, also just being at the theater, and if something goes wrong with it, AMC is going to be there too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't complain to AMC about your movie pass. Like, they won't let you check in or anything going wrong. Like, they're just like, oh, fuck, I don't know why you have movie
pass. Besides, they're kind of like enemies, so I'm sure they wouldn't want
to. So that's I think it just all kind of syncs up better.
Right.
And
like you said, for us, I mean, it's not like for everybody, but I think for us, it just makes more sense.
It depends what you're more into. Yeah. So
for me, I don't know. But when it's months where like big movies don't come out, I'm kind of going to hate paying. Because like if you don't see an IMAX movie, like if you see one IMAX movie a month, it's worth it.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, in the off months where not a lot of shit comes out, I'm kind of going to hate paying $20 a month.
I'm just curious. I want to know.
That's just me, though,
being
cheap.
Were you one of the people that voted?
I didn't vote. I didn't vote, but I'm not going to switch automatically.
I feel
like only because I don't know when things like this, like when MoviePass first started, it was a fucking train wreck.
Right. Yeah.
Like I don't know. I'm just scared like, it's going to either be buggy or if lots of people switch to it, like maybe it'll be hard.
That's
to get
the thing. It's
seats.
AMC though. I feel like they're a lot more established than MoviePass. So
they are, but what if everybody switches to it and it's hard to get seats and stuff?
I doubt they will.
I don't know. I just have worries.
I can't imagine. Like they are going to draw more people to movie theaters, but I don't think it's going to be to the point where they're so overcrowded that you can't.
Right.
Even, you know what I mean? But I could be wrong. It's just going to depend how many people actually do this because a lot of people know what MoviePass is and still don't sign up for it, whether it be just they're lazy or they think
that they're not going to see
they're
that many
still
movies.
Not going to get there, which really with MoviePass, you see one movie, you got your money.
I guess,
it, but
I don't know. Part of this just aggravates me too, because like I use AMC because it's all we pretty much have here.
Yeah, well, we have in New Orleans, we have basically no other options.
Like, and all the other theaters are kind of just far off in the city or,
right,
I don't know, out of the way. So AMC makes the most sense for us. But at the same time, like, throughout all this MoviePass stuff, AMC has just kind of pissed me off, which how they were just so hesitant, like, fuck MoviePass, and now they're just doing their own thing.
They're literally copying it now, which,
To make profit. And that kind of just pisses me off.
But
I don't know. I can't complain. It's cheap movies, right. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to switch immediately. Eventually, I probably will, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah, and I get that.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be different. All right, so we'll go to Bailey's got the next topic on here.
I do. So I, for some reason, I was just like really wanting to talk about Creed because...
Oh my
God. Okay, so they came out with the poster the day before the trailer, mm-hmm. and the poster, I saw the poster and I immediately was like, dude, I'm already talking about this and they don't even have a trailer yet. But I mean, okay, I have my reservations about this movie though. Other than the fact that the trailer looked amazing, I am nervous that it's not the same director. Mm-hmm. And it's also a sequel with something that, like, already could have been really bad. Like, and luckily Creed was, like, amazing, right. but it could have been really bad. So I'm kind of just, like, hesitant. I don't want to get, like, too hype about this movie.
Which, I mean, the trailer kind of hypes you up.
Dude, it's impossible to watch that and not get hyped
If you haven't seen the trailer already yet, go and watch it. Because I watched it when I was at work, and I immediately started getting chills, and I was like, oh, shit.
I told you guys how I watch trailers, like, at work. I'll watch them without, like, any noise.
In the bathroom?
Because in the bathroom. No. I mean, now I'm watching in my office, but I can't, like, really listen to it.
Yeah.
But, as soon as I went on lunch, I heard it, like, with noise and everything. Well, and the music cue, dude. The music cues in that fucking trailer hyped me up so much.
The changes that trailer.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But I feel like everything about that movie just... Oh, not that movie. Well, the movie. But, like, the trailer gets you so hype. And then they show, like, the Drago...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. It's his robe.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the name. But they show that, and you're just
a lot of cool things in the trailer.
And then there's that one hit at the end of the trailer when it just, like, he, like, freaking knocks the shit out of him. And, I mean, I know it's fake, but they make it look really
I know.
Realistic.
No, it looks really, really good.
It looks like he literally just got, like, his legs knocked out.
Yeah.
So,
how soon is it coming out?
I think it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, November.
Yes, dude.
Dude, here's the thing. Every Rocky movie except for 5 is good to great. And the director isn't very known, which is better.
That's the thing.
It's not going to be a big...
He hasn't done much, but Ryan Coogler still did writing for the movie.
And Ryan Coogler, I mean, he's done a few big movies, but he started out as a smaller director. Like, when he did Creed, he still wasn't huge.
I guess it's the fact that we kind of want what we saw in the first movie, you know, something along those lines, or at least those standards. Because, I mean, it could still be a great movie, just not...
Does Rocky...
Oh, no, I think it's still going to be a great movie.
Does Rocky not have cancer anymore? Because he has hair in the trailer.
I know, I saw that.
So I was a little puzzled.
They make it seem like he's not, like, sick at all in the trailer.
And that's what I loved about the first one.
Oh, yeah, I loved
it. It was
part.
A cancer movie, more or less.
But, I mean, it just, I don't know. I'm super excited about it. I feel like it's going to be really good. I guess I was just kind of, like, skeptical about the unknown director because I haven't seen anything he's done, which I know is stupid just because, obviously, like, it could be amazing still because you don't know how he is. But I don't know. I'm still a super hype about this movie.
I think it'll be great. I mean, the first one was better than any
the
right
first one
be.
Was just
it
like
was
such
shocking.
A dark horse that just came out of nowhere. Because so many people, when you're watching, it's not like the trailers for the first one were bad, but you're just like, I don't think we really need this movie. Is it going to be good?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
and
that's
then,
the thing. Like, you didn't really need it.
Yeah, and then it ended up being this thing that was so good. And I mean, so many people like it.
That was another movie for me where when I watched it, like, I didn't know much about it.
Yeah.
And it was the same year that I found out my sister had cancer. Mm-hmm. So when that happened in the movie, like, it was really emotional for me because it was the same cancer and everything. Which my sister's fine now. But at the time, you can imagine me watching it and just kind of what the fuck? Like, I was like a wreck.
Right.
No, I mean, it definitely is an amazing movie. And I feel like I don't know. Michael B. Jordan, he came out of nowhere.
What a man.
He did Fantastic Four
Human
and then turned
fucking
into
Jordan.
This.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had a couple movies before Fantastic Four, I think. Because I remember seeing him in, what was it, Chronicle? Right?
He was in Chronicle?
Yeah.
I forgot he was
in
Chronicle.
Yeah, he was in Chronicle. That's the very first time I saw him.
I feel like somebody brought this up recently, too, and I was like, oh, yeah, he is in that.
Yeah.
I've never seen him.
Poor Matt. Matt's like...
It's hot
in here.
And he has, like, an ice pack. He's just, like, laying on his forehead.
And the ice pack isn't even that cold anymore, so it's just, like, this big wet bag that I'm putting on my head now.
Mary has another one, actually, in the freezer.
I might go grab one. I'm, like, super overheated.
Nice and fresh.
It is
what you just said?
Yeah, nice and fresh.
If everyone's wondering, the heat index outside right now is like 103. So
so
everyone's dying.
Fun times.
I feel like, oh man, I'm just looking at this poster right now too for
it's
Creed
good.
2. That's like an amazing poster.
Is it dude, thing? It's inspiring.
No. Matt, you can put that though.
Oh, I see it.
Anyway, though, back to Creed. I know everybody's pretty excited about this movie for the most part, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I would hope so at least. So I feel like that was just the thing I was the most excited about this week. I'm ready for it.
That's exciting.
I know. Thanksgiving can't come.
I also want a box.
You want a maybe. Box?
We should.
Okay,
all
maybe
of us,
not.
Like,
actually, I don't know.
I don't know.
I always wanted
fun.
To try it at least.
Yeah.
I want to knock someone's lights out.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah.
Damn.
All right. So mine this week is this whole thing. I'm sure you've heard about this debacle that Sony is going through right now with basically blocking Epic Games from playing. You can't use your account on the Switch now, which is ridiculous. And it's 100% on Sony. And it's really just this thing where it makes no sense why they would do this at this point in time when they're so far ahead of. Like, in this console generation, Sony is winning. It's not even an opinion anymore. It's, like, they are ahead. They're the ones that have the
it's
lead.
It's a fact.
And, like, literally, this whole thing about... I get they don't really want to support crossplay, and it was this thing it's gone back to everything. With Rocket League and Minecraft, they don't do it either. But with Fortnite being this game that's so big, and I don't even know. It's one of these... It's been out now for about 2 weeks... on the Switch, or like week and a half, and it's like they still haven't come back on it and changed their stance on it. Which
they pretty
is
much didn't
ridiculous.
Acknowledge it.
Oh my dude, I've got the fucking thing they said, which is absurd. Let me find it.
Is notes. It like we believe in exclusivity or something?
Yeah,
like-
so this is basically Sony's statement on this whole Epic crossplay thing. They say, "We're always open to hearing what the PlayStation community is interested in to enhance their gaming experience. Fortnite is already a huge hit with the PS4 fans, offering a true free-to-play experience so gamers can jump in and play online. With 79 million PS4s sold around the world and more than 80 million monthly active users on PlayStation Network, we've built a huge community of gamers who can play together on Fortnite and all online titles." Jesus. "We also offer Fortnite crossplay support with PC, Mac, iOS, and Android devices, expanding the opportunity for Fortnite fans on PS4 to play with even more gamers on other platforms." So they basically just dodge it.
Yeah.
It's like that is their response to this thing. They don't even acknowledge it. It's
you know what this sounds like to me? They just don't want people to be able to cross from Xbox to PlayStation. Yeah. That's what
well,
I think.
Because that's
it
what
is.
It starts with, uh-huh. Because technically this issue already existed. It was just people didn't really care as much, I guess, because it was like most people don't have... I mean, people have both, but they're not trying to go between them. But as once it came out on the Switch and you realize, oh, I can't use my Fortnite account that I just had... Some people just logged into it once on their PS4. Like, that's all they did.
Yeah.
And then that Sony apparently then has control of their Epic account and they can't do it. And there's no way to unlink it.
Yeah.
There's no way to go back on it. You're just kind of like screwed. So... Sony needs to fix this. I don't know if they're going to or what's going to happen, but they 100% need to fix
this. That's
what
I was
going to
ask. Like, do they have any... Like, have they said anything about how they're talking about maybe changing this?
This is what they said. That whole thing is what they said.
And
it's like 90% dodge, like 10% like... We will look into different ways in the future.
And you know
like
what's funny?
Like, just to, like, calm people down, I guess.
Earlier this week, they announced all the crossplay stuff for Minecraft and Xbox and Nintendo.
Well, they're just going to go, like,
and
fucking...
And they straight up threw shade at PlayStation
right.
Big time.
As they should. Because this is... It's one of those things where, like, I didn't think Sony could really do anything wrong at this point that would, like, could help... Yeah. Like, could cause them to lose part of this console generation now. But maybe so. Maybe if they don't, like, change their stance on this, they could, so...
First of all, I think they will change it because it's just weird. Second of all... Like, I love everything PlayStation does, and this is very bizarre. I guess for me, I don't care that much, because if I'm at home, I'm just going to play on my PlayStation. But, like, if I'm at y'all's house or somebody else's house and I want to play Fortnite,
right.
I can just play it on my Switch and not on my account. It's not a huge deal, but it is annoying.
The thing with me is it makes me want to, like, pursue my Switch account and then just, like, eventually, like, fade out my PS4 account. Because I could make a new account, use it on my Switch, use it on my PC. If I had an Xbox One, I could use it on there. You know what I mean? It's almost like Sony's more... getting people to just not want to play it on PlayStation 4, which accomplishes the opposite of what they were even saying.
Right.
So.
Seems like they're just being selfish.
I don't know. It's weird. I think they'll fix it eventually. When it'll happen, who knows, but...
It's just one of those things where crossplay is, like, a really cool thing, I think, for, like, the future of video gaming. Like, if more games actually supported that, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And not even just playing with each other, but just being able to carry your account over. Like, if Overwatch did that, I would love it. And I get a game with Overwatch is a little bit more complicated because the dynamics of the game on, like, PC and PS4 are so different.
The console war would almost be more interesting if things could crossplay because they would have a lot of the same games, but then at the same time you could just be like, well, I just like playing on PlayStation more, but it's like at the end of the day, it wouldn't really matter.
And it comes into this whole thing because I know it boils down to money. And Sony knows if you buy something like V-Bucks on the Epic Store or whatever, on your PlayStation, Sony gets a cut. And if you buy it on Switch, Nintendo gets a cut. And
so I didn't
you
could even know just that.
Buy your, yeah, so you could buy it on your Switch, Nintendo gets a cut, and then you could play with it on your PlayStation. So Sony doesn't want that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not like Sony in particular is the only ones getting screwed over. It's like all three of them just decide to play fairly with it. And it's like, yeah, in some instance, we're not going to always make the money off of it, but...
It's not like they really need it. I mean,
they don't.
They've got like a lot.
They 100% exactly. do not. So yeah. I think we can probably all agree it ends up hurting them way more than whatever they thought they'd right. gain from this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you'd expect Sony to like have something to say about yeah. it right away, or at least right. like having a solution or I don't
so
know.
So I do think they'll have to go back and change it. It's just a matter of like how long it takes yeah. and...
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure they have to look into it and all this stuff. But mm-hmm. it's like, no, you really to like have killed this effectively just from the get go. Just be like, okay, no, we fucked up. We're gonna go back on it.
Yeah,
but yeah, so
they need to, but will they? That's the big question.
I think they will. I think they're just being stubborn.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get over themselves.
They're still my favorite.
I'm not saying I
know.
I'm
kidding. Yeah. I know. But I'm just being stupid.
It just knocks them, and I didn't think anything really would.
It's like strike one.
Right.
Strike one, Sony!
Yeah,
after all these years. So yeah, mine this week, a whole bunch of Star Wars news came out. A lot of it's just whatever, but... So because of Solo kind of bombing at the box office, I read on a sketchy website, and I say that because it's just a website where you can download shit, then they randomly have news stories, and I, like, read into it. But they always kind of break stuff early, so I don't know like, where they find this stuff. But anyway, I found an article earlier, like, very early in the week, and it pretty much said someone from Lucasfilm and Disney pretty much came out and said, like, we knew Solo was going to bomb, but we put it out because, one, the movie was done, and two, because we really do just want to focus on 9. Right. And then literally the next day, the story broke that apparently someone came out and said... yeah, like, we're putting all the spinoff movies on hold. We're only going to focus on 9. And then literally the day after that, another story came out and was like, no, the spinoff movies are still in development.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't, read, I yeah. didn't read the seconds.
Uh-huh. Another person came out and said, no, they're still in development. So it's kind
of
just
so as of now, the story is that they are still in development?
Yeah.
They're still... Okay.
But that could mean anything. That could mean, like, they're just throwing around ideas. That could mean
right.
they're planning on doing them.
Because they definitely said that they put stuff like the Obi-Wan movie and the Boba Fett movie.
Well, yeah, because right. that was in, like, yeah. right.
It's just- I, personally, for me, and y'all might disagree, I believe in the first story the most. That someone came out and said, like, we knew Solo was going to bomb. Because, honestly, I knew that movie was going to bomb. I'm pretty sure everybody knew that movie was going to
bomb.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people expected
and not it. Even just because people didn't want it, but a lot because of The Last Jedi stuff.
Right.
Because it was released with, like, all these other big movies coming out. I mean, there's multiple reasons. You could go on a tangent
it
as to why.
It like it was bad timing.
It was. It was yeah. the absolute worst timing. And, like, I don't think a lot of people that were salty and bitching and moaning about The Last Jedi, just, they're not ready to see another Star Wars
yes,
movie. Which is
like, less than 6 months later.
Yeah, which is, and it's, soon. Yeah, and it's whatever. So I'm sure the people at Disney knew that it was going to bomb. I don't think bombing is, I mean, it's a big deal because it's a Star Wars movie, but it's not a huge deal in the sense that it really is going to hurt them that much because, like,
well,
they're still going to make a million other Star Wars. They still have tons of money.
Well, see, the whole thing with the story is that it actually made sense to me that they would, like, pivot and now decide, like, we're not going to focus on these spinoff
well,
movies
yeah,
anymore.
And that's what I mean when I say I believe the first story the most in the sense that they knew it was going to bomb,
right.
and now they just want to focus on 9.
Which I think
and
that
that's
makes,
what, I, yeah.
That's why I, because as much as I want the Obi-Wan movie to happen, I still, it's going to happen one
yeah,
day.
For
they're
sure.
not, they're not, like, throwing that in the can and saying this is
no.
never going to happen now. They're just saying, like, we're not going to focus on it right now. It's going to be later on.
And that's the thing, man. I don't know. Movies come out and bomb all the time. It's like, you see, Tim Burton, he made that second Alice movie. The first one made $1 billion. The second one made like $200 million.
Jesus.
Guess what? He's doing Dumbo. It didn't really
right.
make that big.
Well,
of
yeah,
a difference.
It all comes back around. Like Star Wars will be fine, but and so it probably is right now. While you've got like the sequel trilogy right now, just finish that off, and then you know go back and visit some of these ideas later.
And that's the thing. I don't know. They will be fine. And it breaks my heart when I get on Twitter and the internet and see like. There's this big campaign now that people trying to remake The Last Jedi. It's just like, it's just stupid.
Don't even
like,
get me started.
I don't know. Like, Star Wars fandom, I get that they're like that. They're judging critical and they overanalyze everything, which is fine. That's like the whole fun to it. But like, I don't know, man. To me, that's
just taking it to another level.
It's just being disrespectful. And the same thing with like harassing Kelly Marie Tran or Rian Johnson. And
well, that's what
people arguing if you like Solo, you suck. If you like The Last Jedi, you suck. It's like, dude, just shut the fuck up and
yeah.
enjoy it.
Well, it's
like
say what you want about the movie, and no, you do not have to like it. You can hate it and you can pick apart everything you want, but don't turn into like this ugly, nasty thing towards
yeah.
other
it's
people.
Like, right. And a lot of people were saying like how episode 8 just like ruined Star Wars for them. It's stuff like that, like over the top stuff like that. Just,
yeah.
It's like there's no place for that.
Yeah. It just, it bothers me because to me, Star Wars is the definition of something that's subjective. Like, I know y'all weren't too crazy about Solo, but it's like I go on the internet, I see people that didn't like The Last Jedi, and they're like, I had fun with Solo, and vice versa. It's just,
some people thought Solo was almost like
and that's the thing. Like, everybody has different opinions, and Star Wars is different to everybody. So it's like, it's just, to go and do all this and argue and start these petitions, it's just like, just
you
shut
have
the
to
fuck
let
up,
it be.
Man.
You have to let it breathe and do what it is. It's just like,
it's
you,
just,
you
it's
can't
just,
be happy all the time. And I think the people that these. People that are remaking the last or trying to remake The Last Jedi, do they not understand it's pretty much like a half and half divide on The Last Jedi? Like, half people love it and are happy it's part of the canon, and half people don't. So then if you take it and you say, oh, we're going to remake it because we deserve better and everything, well, then you're isolating the other half of people that actually not only like it, but they want to see where it goes now with it being canon.
It just doesn't, it makes absolutely no sense how they would even be able to
successfully
do that.
And the fact that they have no plot yet or a script or anything, I mean,
it's a joke.
Because I know plenty of people that didn't like The Last Jedi. I know people that didn't like The Force Awakens either, and they're just like, Star Wars was good as the original three movies, and Star Wars has been bad ever since. And they still love Star Wars. They just know the new stuff isn't for them. So just leave it like that. That's fine. Yeah, that's how you need to approach it if you don't like it.
And that's why I get aggravated about it. It's not because I believe my opinion's right or because, you know, I love all these movies. Just, like, the sense of the matter is, like, yeah, a lot of people hate The Last Jedi, but a lot of people, you know what? That's their favorite Star Wars movie. And a lot of people had a lot of really emotional attachment to it. So it's like, if you go out there and say, hey, I want to remake this movie, it's like you're just disregarding other people's feelings. It's just like,
it's worse than anything that they think.
I don't know,
man.
And like, I wish Star Wars fandom, as much as I love it, I wish it wasn't like that, because it turns into just everything you love being a debate and just having a headache. And I'm at this point, like, I don't want to talk about Star Wars until 9 comes out, because it's just, I don't fucking care. Like, I care about my opinions at this point and nobody else's. I'm just sick of talking.
Fuck you.
And I guess that sounds like an asshole thing, but it's just like the internet's just like, it's ripped my heart to shreds.
Yeah, it's like it's like you still enjoy
what
you
just kind of defeated.
Yeah, yeah, that's like that's the exact way to describe
it. You enjoy what you see, but it's like almost hard to enjoy it with
because you because you know you're gonna like it, and then you're gonna go on the internet. People are gonna be like, oh, fuck that. Yeah. I don't know.
Right, it's just exhausting.
It's
at
like
that
you're slowly just training yourself to not like. I feel like I saw the stuff with them trying to like raise money to remake The Last Jedi, and the funny thing is, I feel like I didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't even care, honestly.
I read the dude's whole thread, and it's so ignorant.
If they remade it, I wouldn't watch it. Like, I know
I'd watch
stupid,
it just because I'd want to see what it is.
I like, don't care. The It'll Last never Jedi happen. That I saw is The Last Jedi.
It
like,
I mean,
I
don't know.
I tweeted at them. I was like, I want you to fucking try. I want to see you do it and see what it turns out to be.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, those were our kind of big topics of this week. We got just some other stuff that happened this week. We'll kind of go through it. If anybody's got anything they want to chime in on, go ahead and do that. So, start with the movies. A Jumanji sequel with The Rock has been announced.
Cool.
Let There Be Rock.
I put that song because it's an AC/DC song, and so I was like, I gotta put another one since they did Welcome to the Jungle,
right?
And then I was like, Let There Be Rock, because freaking
there you
the
go.
Boy's back. Yep. I don't know. I saw this and I actually got really excited because I enjoyed Jumanji way more than I originally thought.
Dude,
I was going
I think everybody
to.
Did. Yeah, I did
so
for sure.
Because of that, I was like, man, I'm actually kind of excited. Even though I'm sure the sequel isn't going to be like as good as
probably not because this one was as good as it was because it was such like a surprise.
It was out
of nowhere.
It was unexpected, and it's almost like you can't really do much else with it. Especially like I was thinking about that the way it ended. I know. I guess technically you can do more, but it's like I feel like at some point it's just going to be the same story. So it doesn't.
Yeah,
my parents just watched it. They really liked it.
But yeah. I'm excited for it.
I mean,
I think it's going to be funny.
I mean, the first one was
just
so
enjoy
funny.
Anything The Rock is in, honestly, at this point.
Like, Jack Black cracks me up. So.
Oh, yeah. I actually like Jack
that
Black.
That was my dad's favorite part of the movie.
Really?
Have they confirmed that, it, like, besides The Rock, if other people are coming back? Or is
actually,
it just...
I don't know. I just saw that it was... it's supposed to be released in December of 2019, actually.
Okay.
So
I was about to say,
like,
wow.
That's not that far.
I that's like actually, like, I'm surprised it was, like, as close as it as they said. But I didn't see much else about it.
Yes.
I think I just saw The Rock's tweet about it, and I got
Oh, he did tweet about
it? Yeah, so I got excited about that.
Cool.
All right, Incredibles 2 becomes the biggest U.S. box office opening with 180 million debut.
Amazing.
If you haven't checked out our Incredibles 2 review, we've got that up. If you've seen it, go listen to it. I think we all really liked that movie.
Everybody I talked to has really liked it.
Yeah.
So
it was good. Biggest animated U.S. box office opening, right?
Right,
yeah. I don't think that was in the notes for it, but yeah, it's not the biggest box office opening ever. We've got the Lucasfilm thing on here, but we kind of already went over that, and the campaign to remake The Last Jedi. So we touched on those. The Matt Reeves or the Yeah, Matt Reeves' Batman movie is apparently going to be a reboot now. Yep. They're saying with a younger Batman. Mm-hmm. And
is
I think
that
Omar,
fact or rumor?
I've heard about this is like in the news. I think they're just.
I think it's been something they've been talking about a lot, so it's more becoming.
It
a
was
fact.
Rumored at first, yeah, but with recent recent reports are saying that it's most likely going to be a younger Batman, which because
I kept
seeing
stuff about
a
younger Batman.
We keep talking about it. Comic-Con next month, we'll see. We'll
finally find out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Right, we'll just have to kind of see what happens.
Yeah, and the thing is, they said it would depend on how the movie is, like how well it's received, to whether they'd include
it in
the current universe
or
not.
And I guess
that
makes sense.
So what would they do? They just take how Justice League ends and just with if there's just a new Batman and that's it, they don't address it at all?
I feel
well, like I said, I mean, they're kind of focusing on a more standalone Batman, and if it's received
like
well...
he's just not going to be involved with the Justice League anymore?
In the first movie, they're going to make it as standalone as possible.
I meant like a sequel to Justice League, like when they incorporate this Batman later.
Oh, I don't know how you even do that at this point.
I feel like they wouldn't be able to do that.
It's almost so weird.
I mean, I don't know. You could, if you made a sequel to Justice League, it could be like the teams already together, and it's just that Batman.
The smartest thing to do, which they're not going to do, and obviously they already said they're not doing Flashpoint, but the smartest thing to do was to reset everything through Flashpoint.
It would have been tight.
Yeah, that would have been the smartest, coolest thing. I would have really enjoyed.
Well, it
would have
made the most sense.
Exactly, but. Yeah, since they already said they're not doing that, we'll see.
I don't know, man. I'm just gonna wait to see what they officially say.
Yeah, not to be on board with the Batman, like.
Yeah, I mean, you've waited long enough now to where by the time that movie comes out, I think it'll be time to redo Batman.
Exactly.
You know I mean, if it ends up being its own thing, then that's fine. Because we all love Batman, so.
And then it's Matt Reeves. I mean, I don't know. That alone is kind of, you know, exciting. Yeah. So.
Trust him.
Yeah,
I'm just mad, man. I love Ben Affleck as Batman. I really do.
Too, though.
I know y'all don't really like Justice League, but I loved him as Batman in that movie.
Yeah.
All right. So for TV news, we've got that Jon Bernthal apparently is returning to The Walking Dead.
So apparently, I think we talked about this
flashback?
Before, but what?
Is it a flashback or something?
Well, they said either going to be as a flash. It's like could be a couple different things. It's going to be as flashbacks and as visions.
I read something that he could be like his brother.
Really? I didn't see that.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
I don't like
that. And I think that's just kind of dumb because I haven't watched like any Walking Dead in the past like 4 seasons, but I was like a huge fan of his, even though he's an asshole in the show.
Yeah,
but like,
dude, I loved
he
him
was
on the
like
Walking
really
Dead.
Good in that show, and the fact that they killed him off so early was
yeah,
kind of shocking
I know.
To me. But I think he got a lot bigger after that show.
Oh, definitely.
So
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That like makes sense as to why it. I don't know. I keep seeing stuff about this, and not that I even really care that much about The Walking Dead anymore. I care that like I hope it ends in a like okay way,
right?
Just
because exactly.
I like supported it a lot when it first came out, but. The fact that he's coming back is, I'm like wondering if he's gonna be in the show a lot.
Wait,
like
I know we've talked about this before, but I don't really remember exactly what it was. Season 9 is not their final season, right? It's Andrew Lincoln's final season.
Yeah, Andrew Lincoln's final season, but I don't think
the
actual...
ratings are so gonna tank. I mean, they've already tanked, but they're gonna tank big time after he leaves.
And they have that not stupid because I haven't watched it, so I can't really say. But
Fear.
They have this spinoff, which is Fear of the Walking
it's
Dead.
Not, it's not
like
that,
season 4.
It's not that well received.
I also don't really understand that spinoff. I guess
it's
never like. Researched it. Is it a prequel?
Yeah,
see, I never knew.
I could be totally wrong. I believe it is. Yeah.
That's the thing. I've just never really looked too much into it.
I mean, it hasn't been that well received, though, so it's not like you're totally jumping the gun or anything.
I guess
great.
I just can't see how
the thing
they're
is,
making it seem like the character Shane is going to be a big part of season 9, which I'm just sorry.
I've never really cared about The Walking Dead, and part of me a few years ago was like, I kind of want to get into it, but there was like 6 seasons, and now there's going to be 9. And
I'll
I'm
tell
just
you
like,
what, my dad, he's so pissed off that there's not a lot of zombies anymore. He's like, I watch this show to watch people kill zombies, and it's not that anymore, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, Dad. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with it.
I wanted to say real quick,
because
we kind of skipped over this. There was this trailer, the new Robert Zemeckis movie with Steve Carell, Welcome to Marwen.
Oh my god!
And it actually looks very good. It could be weird because sometimes Robert Zemeckis movies with strange animation can be odd. Aside from the Polar Express being very good, in my opinion, but some of his other stuff like Beowulf and Christmas Carol, they do look weird.
The
and
animation
this movie,
style is definitely going to be way different in this movie, but
it's different because it's toys. It makes more sense looking the way it does.
But the story, from what you get with like the plot and everything from the trailer, at least, I mean, first of all, I'm going to bawl my eyes out the entire movie. I can already tell. Second of all, I think Steve Carell is going to do like amazing in this movie. It might be like some of his best work.
I
might be jumping the gun, but it just seems
well, and that's
like it
the thing.
That
it look, I think it looks really good, but I hope it's not a movie that comes out and it's a dud.
That would be awful. But the cast is really good.
It is good.
Because it has
Janelle
Monáe,
Jinx, Bailey Bibba.
Okay. It has Janelle Monáe and
Leslie Mann.
Yeah,
love Leslie Mann.
Which is that'd be cool if Judd Apatow.
Oh, her
is like involved in any way with it, because I feel like he's usually involved in the movie.
I don't think he is in this movie.
I doubt it too, but.
But I was excited when I saw it was Robert Zemeckis directing it, because most of his movies are very good.
Oh yeah,
for the most part.
We actually saw that trailer with, what did we just
Jurassic
see?
World.
Jurassic World. Yeah. And that was, I saw like that trailer on my phone, but it's way better seeing it.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it. I saw it came out that day, but I hadn't watched it either. And it had some Foo Fighters in there.
Oh my God. When the Foo Fighters song came on, cool. That like made it so much better. But Steve Carell's hair in this movie too. It's just kind of different.
Oh wow, I'd forgotten that one. That was movies. Okay.
Well, I got it, buddy.
Thank you. So yeah, and then the only other TV thing we have, and this is not even really, it's based on TV, but they're apparently going to be doing a Stranger Things comic that focuses on Will's time in the Upside Down, which is kind of cool, I guess, if you like
the Stranger art style things. Of that could be cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see where
that
goes.
I feel like that would be, like, it's perfect in comic form. Like, if they did any type of spinoff TV show, I think it would be stupid and kind of a dud. But
man, lots of comics like that are pretty good. Like, I see.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm glad they're doing it, like, in comic form and not making a spinoff TV show.
I see, like, a lot of people shitting on, like, getting back to Star Wars, like, a lot of Star Wars comics that come out. But, like, mm-hmm. I've read, it, like, a few of them. Like, I read a lot of the Poe Dameron comics, and they're actually mm-hmm. very interesting. Yeah. And they're actually kind of just fun.
Well, it's cool when you want to expand on the universe and you do it in, like, a comic instead of making, like, a whole another thing, because normally like the TV shows and the spinoff movies and stuff aren't as good.
Yeah.
So just tell it in like a more condensed comic kind of form, and
it'll look really pretty.
Yeah, it probably will.
I like that.
So yeah, there's not a lot of TV stuff that happened this week, and we can just go through this video game stuff too. As far as Jump Force goes, and this is kind of a bummer for me and probably most of us, but Ryuk and Light have been confirmed to not be playable characters in that game.
So they're just part of the map?
They say they're part of the story, whatever the story ends up being.
I guess it would make sense for Light not to be a character because he could literally just write in the notebook and kill somebody.
Well, that's what it ended up coming in. Like, they came out and said, to clarify, Ryuk would be too fucking strong.
I mean, yeah, it would make it, like, impossible to play him.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just lying.
It's one of those things where that game's probably far enough out. If people made enough noise about it, maybe they would feel they need to add them, or maybe DLC. Who knows?
I feel like they just knew when they were making that trailer that putting that at the end of it would make it so hype and get everyone so excited. Because I mean, because you weren't expecting it at all. You were like, "Whoa, what is this?" And then at the very end, they show that,
that was
and
cool.
I feel like that's what made it like super.
Right. Cool. So at the end of the day, I don't think like, oh, they lied to us or anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love the trailer and the way they showed them at the end, but.
So you're gonna, is he going to write in the book to tell them to fight? That'd be
maybe
cool.
So.
That'd be cool.
Ooh, what if they're in charge of the whole thing?
I'd be into that.
Yeah, me too.
That would be super cool, actually. I like that a lot.
I love this next story you got.
Yeah, we got two bits of Kingdom Hearts news on here. So Remy is confirmed to be part of a cooking minigame in Twilight Town,
I love that he's in Twilight Town. And you know what it made me think of?
It's the perfect place for him to be.
When you go to... Because Ratatouille's in what? It's in Paris?
Yes.
When you go to that country in Epcot...
Mm-hmm.
There's a like outside. If up, you can.
And there's Remy on the ceiling.
You can see you can see Remy on like a rooftop.
Yeah.
So like it reminds you kind of just that. Like they
he's
took
like,
the, like
there you go. Chilling right on the corner of
like
the
that's roof. Cool. He just lives in Twilight Town. I love that.
I love it too. I think that's a perfect place for him to be in. And we all kind of knew it wasn't going to be a whole Ratatouille world anyway. So
yeah, the creator came out and said pretty much there's going to be a mini game. You can bring ingredients to get certain things.
Right.
You know what I like about this? Over the past week, Tetsuya Nomura, the director, he's come out and pretty much talked more about the game, because I feel like a lot of people must have complained like no one's actually talking about the game. He came out a lot this past week and talked and addressed
which
a lot
is good
of stuff.
Because it and is. We kind of said this in our E3 reviews too, we really wanted to see more of like a hands-on thing, or just so like you said, somebody just talking about the game. The trailers were cool, we got to see a lot of new stuff.
He's talked about a lot, and you can Google the articles, and he seems very relaxed and confident about the game. So
he's got to now, he's got that $250 pre-order bundle.
He does
out there.
Can't make the people wait for that.
I thought I had two Kingdom Hearts news on here. I guess I didn't. That's weird. I can't remember what the other thing was. So, and then this is kind of like another one of those stories where that people are kind of getting whatever about. But video game developers are claiming that Twitch is hurting single-player gaming. Take that for what you will. A lot of people just get on Twitch and stream their games because they have their own community, and that's just how it goes. I don't think it... I don't know. How is he going to really say it? Well, I guess they're saying it's hurting in the sense that so many people are experiencing these games from watching somebody play it and talk over it rather than playing it themselves, which I do get that, but at the end of the day, you can't.
I'll tell you what, though. It's cool for kids if they want to be into it and they can't afford it.
Yeah. That aspect of it's just great. Can't control like the medium that people like consume this stuff at. You know, if they want to just get on there and watch, what's the difference between them just playing it at a friend's house or watching one of their friends
play
it?
Wait, do you think that's what they mean, or is it that... non-single player games are, like, I guess more popular nowadays, and that's what most streamers are streaming.
I guess, but why would that hurt single player gaming?
Well,
like,
because less people, like, less
well,
people, let
people aren't streaming it, but 10 years ago, nobody was streaming anything. You know what I mean? So, like, the people that play single player games still play them.
I mean, dude, I think back, like, in high school, I pretty much only played multiplayer games and stuff. I mean, I don't do that anymore. I play other stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, there was a time here where all I did was play Call of Duty and stuff like that. It's just, like, an audience of a certain age type.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's still going to always be people that play single player games.
I mean, I don't know. I guess if you're, like, a kid and you're not really well opinionated, I guess, and you're watching a lot of streamers or whatever, and they're streaming like Fortnite and all those, like, you know, types of games, you might want to just stick to those kind of games.
Single player stuff won't ever die.
I still enjoy it a lot.
There's still stories to be told.
100%. And then the final bit we've got here is that
funny.
Apparently, hackers are setting porn pictures as their Nintendo Switch profile pics.
That's funny.
And Nintendo, am I right? Nintendo can't.
They haven't figured out how to fix that yet. And I think it started because a parent like saw it and they like uploaded it on Reddit and were like,
"Son, what is this?"
They were like, "Who the hell's doing this to my kid's account or something?"
It's really funny.
And
it's messed
like, oh,
up.
She's Reddit.
It's messed up because it's Nintendo.
That's what
it is. The most childish.
It's on Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, like that is messed up. But I can't lie and say when I read this, I didn't laugh.
So if you go and play like the Luigi balloon minigame and you see
that's what they were saying. They pinpointed like that being the issue because they would.
Can you
like
imagine
poor Nintendo?
Can you imagine just walking out the Odyssey and seeing Luigi like, and he's like, "Oh!"
That has always been a thing because even going back to like the Nintendo DS days with like PictoChat and stuff, like people would draw dicks all the time.
Dude,
oh my god!
Would you ever play PictoChat with someone in the same room and just send each other shit?
And so like
I see that all the time.
That was at least controlled, but at least I know on the Wii U when you'd have the big, you know, it wasn't just your friends that you'd see on the title screen. You'd just see random people, and I'd see fucking dicks.
Oh,
on there too.
On the big me screen.
Yeah, the big me screen.
People, I think you can still see stuff. Yeah. It's still a community.
So it's just one of those things. Nintendo being the company where it's like more child friendly. Yeah, it's for this to pop up on there. It makes it into a story. It's funny.
In the Wii U, that stage.
Yeah.
They have like people that posted.
Oh, in the Smash stage?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, man. All right, so that's basically the news that came out this week. We're going to get into honorable mentions now. This is, as you know, the stuff that we have kind of like watched or played, whatever, this week. We'll go straight into...
I didn't put any, but I do have one.
Oh, Tyler, well, go ahead.
I got all 880 moons in Super Mario Odyssey.
Dang. Wow.
70, there you go. 70 hours later. And I know you can keep buying to get to 999. I don't know if I'll do that because I've already put 70 hours in the game. But regardless, I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah,
it's a big
job.
Deal.
Yeah. It's a huge game.
It is?
It's a huge game. All right, so that's all you did this week?
Yeah. That's all I've done for the past month.
Right, I get that.
And I didn't get a chance to see a movie this week besides Jurassic World.
Yeah, I didn't really do that much either besides seeing Jurassic World. I picked up Prey again, which is a game I'd been playing before God of War came out, and then God of War made me kind of put it aside. And I feel like I'm getting kind of close to beating it now, and I already compared it to Bioshock.
Is it really good?
Just more of the same. It's really good. It's one of those games that just, like, the atmosphere, just like Bioshock, is just so, like, unsettling at times, but it just brings you into this whole world. And being in space and loving space, I know you like space, too. And being, I know Bethesda didn't create it, but they've got their name stamped on
it. Yeah, I mean, you can see a handprint.
Right, and there are parts of the game that just feel like a Bethesda game, so.
I mean, yeah, I started it. I love the whole aesthetic of the game. Yeah.
It's really cool.
It is.
Some of, like, the different mimics and... what are they called?
Typhons.
As you get later into the game, they get so crazy. So I'm enjoying Prey and I can't wait to beat it. I finally started Altered Carbon 2, which is a show that I think I've put aside for so long, even though people have said like, oh, it's not that bad. It's all right. Because when I saw trailers for it and this came out around the same time as Blade Runner 2049, I was like, wow, that is 100% just trying to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And it is. It's impossible not to compare it to it. I think, like, story-wise, you shouldn't compare it. But aesthetically and, I mean, it like takes world-wise.
I just heard it was convoluted, but I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the first two episodes, and I really like it. I could see why people are saying it's convoluted,
and
though.
It's, who's the lead? It's the guy from House of Cards.
Yeah,
and
he's think of his name.
He's in Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
he's
Rick, oh, he is?
He's Rick Flag, yeah.
Okay. He's good. I really like him.
Yeah, I mean, no, he's a good actor.
Yeah, it's good, but the show is at its best when it's not, like, it's telling a different story, but in this universe that reminds you of Blade Runner,
right?
Which is cool. But when it does try to take things, I mean, there's literally a part where he's like looking at something on a screen and he's saying like enhance, and it's just like, yeah. I don't need.
Is there
all
a lot
that.
Of exposition of just explaining things?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not too bad, but it's honestly parts of it are kind of confusing. At one point, because I was watching when I was falling asleep, and I had to like, I woke up and then I had to like kind of look up something.
Look up the wiki,
I was like,
yeah,
yeah. But I really like it. I think it's good, and I'll definitely finish this show. So I recommend it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. Okay. So, fun little story. A friend of ours, Patrick, told me that I needed to start Cloak and Dagger. So I put that on here.
Oh.
Little did I know that we were going to play basketball this morning. So definitely ran out of time to actually start Cloak and Dagger. But
save it.
This is me swearing that next episode I will talk about Cloak and Dagger.
You hear that, Patrick? You can hold her to it.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Patrick, for telling me to watch this. I'm excited. And I'm sorry because I was definitely supposed to, and I ran
out of time. You told me you were going to start 2 days ago. What happened?
I know. I ran out of time this week because, you know, the life.
No, I feel you, right.
Life. The life.
But I definitely am going to start it this week because I'm very interested. From what he was saying, I'm interested in it. So I'm going to start that.
And you said it's on Hulu?
Yes. Well, apparently it's just the first 3 episodes, actually?
It just started coming on TV, though. Is it one of those things where it's simultaneously going?
I think that's so. Tight.
I don't know for sure if that's what it's doing, but I know it premiered like 3 or 4 weeks ago, because I remember the internet going crazy.
I'm pretty sure when he was telling me about it, it was just like the first 3 episodes, so I'm at least going to watch those. But
yeah, there
I'm
you
excited
go.
For that. Also, real quick, just wanted to give a shout out to my brother Mike, because it's his B-Day today.
Mikey!
Happy birthday.
Hey! Yeah, so he supports us a lot. And he,
that's awesome.
He listens, and then he'll like call me and be like, watch this, and then talk about it. I'm like, all right, that's I don't have time for that. But no, I'm kidding. But yeah, so that's all I got. That's all you're getting from me today, guys. All
right, Omar, what'd you do?
That's enough. What did I do? Okay, so with the World Cup and everything, me and my friends have been playing a lot of soccer. You know, it's like when you see like a superhero and all of a sudden you want to, you know, wear like a superhero costume. Yeah. So that's the kind of phase we're in right now. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had much time to do anything besides.
You're a little kid.
I know. It's kind of cute. Besides that, I started the Incredibles Lego on PS4. And I haven't played too much of it. Maybe like 20, 30 minutes in. Like I told you guys, it's really fun, though. It's a fun game, dude. I've never played a Lego game before, so I didn't know at all what
like
to expect.
I
There's
promise
so much
you,
fun.
You're going to get to a certain
it's
point
It's so
in the
fucking
game.
Fun. I wish one of you guys had it, or like, just I don't
bring
know,
it over.
Such
we'll
a co-op
it.
Game. Yeah, dude.
You're
going
to get to a
so
point
fun.
Where it gets open world. And
yeah, and it's really
fun.
Cool, because like, so far, like I said, I've played maybe 20, 30 minutes in. You get to play with like 3 or 4 characters at a time. Like, there was one part where it was Violet, Frozone, and maybe Mr. Incredible, I think. And it's so fucking fun, dude. So highly recommend this game, especially co-op. And that's all I did really for this week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh yeah.
That's all.
Oh man. Wow. All right. Well, that is our weekly show. This is episode 11. Thank you so much for supporting us long enough to make 11 episodes.
Yeah, I know. Did you see what I put for the name for 11?
El Haven?
Or, yeah.
I did. El Haven. El Haven, okay.
There you go.
I was like, get it?
Oh, yeah. Right, big time.
We,
I like
we
it.
Get it.
Fully support.
But yeah, thanks, guys. As you said, you can find us on social media at Miss the Bus Pod on Twitter. Just search Miss the Bus on Facebook and listen to us and share it with your friends and just spread the word. We really appreciate it. As always, subscribe. Leave us an iTunes rating. We love you guys. And that's the end.
Thank you.
That's when I should have been like, biddy, biddy, biddy.
Biddy, 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 biddy.
Well, you can still do it.
We need to start a poll. Do the people like when I say thank you at the end of every video?
Look, I think we should mix it up.
I like it, and I feel like that's all that matters. Like, I support it.
Hell yeah.
Take us away.
Thank you.